truth will set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive, who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye.
This is Sally Olcordy, and welcome to Vaccine Free America. My guest this evening is Christina England, and she is a journalist that we celebrated not too long ago because she sets the standard in journalism regarding the subject of vaccination. She has been on Ingrid Castle's show as well. And since I am bringing up Ingrid Castle, just let me let you know, I will be with you for 3 hours this evening. The first hour is Vaccine Free America, and the second 2 hours are Immunize Wisely, which is Ingrid's show, which I will be guest hosting this evening because she is busy. So today is Expose Bill Gates Day. Well, when I think about vaccines, and many of us do, we think about Bill Gates. And when I think about journalism regarding Bill Gates, one name and one name only comes to mind. It's Christina England, and a recent article of hers has published several of the reasons we in the vaccine aware community are up in arms about this man and his influence and what he has done to children and others all around the world. So I'm going to turn the show over now to Christina England, who has such a store of articles that she has written since 2010 that we probably could use 50 hours to go through them, but she's only got an hour, so I'm going to keep quiet and I turn the show over. Thank you so much, my lovely friend Christina England, responsible journalist.
Thank you, Sally. Well, good evening, everybody. Sally's more or less left me to it this evening. I hope you can hear me. Yes, Bill Gates. Bill Gates is involved in just about every. He's got fingers in every pie. He's every time I've written an article for years and years, his name seems to pop up somewhere. And I think many people don't understand just how many organisations this man's involved in. He's involved in UNICEF. He's in partnership with UNICEF. He's in partnership with the World Health Organization, PATH, Gavi, all our big organizations that really recommend the vaccines, push the vaccine agenda, this man's involved in. And, you know, it can be everything. I've seen him involved in comic strips on vaccines. He became very involved and started to fund somebody that was writing comic strips on vaccines. Many of the schools are taking these comic strips in, and I've written an article on that. TV programs. He's behind a lot of the TV programs. He's behind a lot of the media. In the UK, it's actually a worldwide organisation, I suppose. The Open University, the science subjects, he's now involved in that and is funding that. So wherever you go, this man's involved in. And I think it's money talks. And I think that is very, very important for people to remember. He's even behind our greetings cards, because every organisation he's behind seems to be involved in this agenda. And the first time I really became involved and actually understood what Bill Gates was actually doing. I'm like a lot of other people, thought he was a fantastic guy. I thought he was helping and doing wonderful things. And when you speak to people who don't know a lot about the subject of vaccines, and you mention Bill Gates, they, you know, gush all these wonderful things about him and say, oh, this is fantastic, he's done this, he's done that. But they don't know the wider picture. They don't know the actual agenda. Now, the first time I really became involved in this particular area, and especially the developing countries, was I was contacted out of the blue. I was writing for Fact Truth. I started writing for Fact Truth in 2008, actually before I was actually a qualified journalist. I was still in university at that point. And I just got this email out of the blue on one of my sort of, I've got a website called Admins at Vaccines, and it was all to do with that. And I got this email, and it said to me that there had been an experiment in Karoo, Africa, of a meningitis A vaccine, a Menafrac, and that the vaccine was taken into a school. The children, 500 children, were locked into a school and told that if they didn't go along with this vaccine, that their education would be over. Now, I guess you can appreciate in Africa, education is everything. It's really important. And so the children, without the parents' permission, the parents didn't even know about this experiment. And these children had all been vaccinated with this experimental vaccine. And within a very short time, 50 became paralyzed, and they were having seizures, paralyzed, headaches, and 50 were, well, I was told 40 originally, it turned out it was 50, were taken off to a hospital in Najima. I obviously said to this guy, well, you know, he said, will you write a story on it? And I said, well, I will, but I've got to have proof. I can't just write a story of this magnitude without any proof. I said, have you got any kind of newspaper cuttings or anything? So he said, well, yes, I have, but it's in French. So I said, that's no problem. I'll find somebody somewhere that knows French. So anyway, he sent me this this sort of front page of a newspaper. And I looked at it, and we did translate it, and it was, sure enough, it was true. But this particular newspaper was a local, little, tiny newspaper, and it wasn't online. So I only had this photograph of this newspaper. I had a few other little bits that he gave me. He gave me a television program that was in Africa at the time, in Najima, where the Prime Minister of Africa, I don't know which part of Africa, I believe it was Kenya, had visited all these children in the hospital. And it was quite a potent clip of this Prime Minister going into this hospital. And I became aware that Bill Gates was behind all this, because it was all to do with UNICEF taking the vaccines in. It was to do with the World Health Organization. It was to do with the Serum Institute of India. And all of it was connected back to Gates, Bill Gates. And as I went along this story and actually learned all what was going on and the horrific things that were happening to these children, and I did actually 5 articles on this subject in the end. And I did meet this man from Najima, because he came over to England, and he met me somewhere in London. I won't say where, in London. And we met up, and he gave me all the paperwork, all the children's medical records and everything. So I did at the time, I've passed all these on to various different places now. I haven't got them now, but I have had all these. I've got copies, but the originals went off to various people that I trust. And it was just dreadful, dreadful things that I was reading about the World Health Organization, PATH, Gavi. There is a film out there which is attached to a video that we made from Fact Truth. And it shows all the links and everything. And it is a very strong film. It's not very long. It's about six minutes long. It's not a very long film. But Backtruth editor and the guy that actually runs it, Jeff Afterhide, well, he was the one that made the film, and he made it with my permission. I gave him all the information that he needed. And it's on YouTube, but it is connected to the article that's attached to this radio program, the main article. Because from there, I've since found out that he's involved with adding hormones to vaccines and to sterilize children in Africa. I did several articles on that. And it just seems that wherever this guy goes, he seems to be there. Anything to do with the vaccinations, he seems to be there. And there's pictures, photographs of him vaccinating children in India. And India has been a place where a lot has been going on, and he's been giving polio vaccinations. And this guy was all involved in computers and, you know, Microsoft and all of that. Where he got his science degrees from and his doctorate, I really have no idea, because he has no degrees as far as I'm concerned in those areas, and yet he's giving children vaccinations. And this is a good thing, apparently. Apparently on the internet it's a good thing. You know, he's doing wonderful work there. Unfortunately, what they don't say is the fact that these vaccines, especially the polio vaccine, which you do see him giving a lot, the drops, they're causing masses of children to come down with a vaccine-associated paralysis. So whereas the polio went, or the wild polio supposed to have gone, he eradicated that, by the way, apparently. Now all these children are paralysed with another sort of polio, which is connected with the vaccines, and it's vaccine-induced polio. There is an article out there, I've written somewhere on this. And again, it's all UNICEF and Bill Gates and the World Health Organization. And it's a very nasty thing, because when you get to know exactly what he's doing to these children, and especially all the things that have gone on in Africa, I've worked extensively with Africa, especially with the GRU articles that I wrote. Those can be found on Backtruth. I have got an archive on Backtruth. Sally's got a link to the archive, so I'm sure she'll put it up for you. It's just there are so many articles on the GRU subject with what was happening and what the vaccine was about and how he got involved and where he is involved in it all. The other side of it was Africa, was Kenya, where there were vaccines, tetanus vaccines, that were laced with the hormone HCG, which is naturally found in pregnant women. But if you mix it with the tetanus toxoid part of the vaccine, the actual it's a particular part of the vaccine, when you mix the two together with this HCG, it any woman that got pregnant would immediately abort the baby. And this was done as a sterilizing event. They brought it in to sterilize women, but the women didn't know anything about it. And it was between the ages, these were only given to women, these vaccines, and it was only women between the ages of 14, I think it was 14, it might have been 12, 14 and 45, which was obviously the years that they could get pregnant in. And that's when they were most fertile. And he was all involved in all of that. There's so much to discuss on it all. And I don't think people really realise what he's involved in. You know, he comes across this wonderful, wonderful guy that says that he's doing all this fantastic work. And it looks on the face of it to be fantastic until you actually delve right into it. And you find all of the different links between one thing and another. And it is it's just disturbing. There's been so much about this policeman that killed the man that he arrested in America at the moment, and it's over here as well. There's a lot of protests and things, but I often think that although I absolutely feel so, I feel terribly sorry for the family, and obviously it was a very tragic event and it shouldn't have happened. But where are all the protests for all these children that are in India and Africa being damaged by these vaccines? Where are all those protests? There's nothing going on. And yet children are dying, being maimed, they're being paralysed, all by vaccines that Bill Gates says are going to eradicate diseases. And they're not eradicating the diseases. And things are getting worse. And for these children and for these families, there's no hope. And there's no one protesting. There's no one standing up for them. There's no one shouting. The only one that is shouting, he has been knocked down more times than I can remember. And that's the beautiful doctor. Oh, he's a wonderful man. Dr. Nagari, Dr. Wahome Nagari, who I've worked with extensively and done radio shows with. He's stamping it out. He's getting the vaccine. He's having them tested. And I've got the paperwork to prove that the tests were, that they did contain the hormone, HCG. And then later on, when that was all sort of published and sort of it was all exposed and it was all sort of calmed down and the vaccine sort of disappeared for a little while, then it popped up in India. Same vaccine with the tetanus. Then they decided that that one wasn't enough. They wanted to really get rid of the people in India and Africa. So what they brought in then was a polio vaccine that contained estrogen or estradiol, which is it's a hormone derivative. It's to do with the estrogen in women. Somehow this hormone has managed, it's a part of the hormone, it's been put into these polio vaccines, and this is rendering the males infertile. And I've done many shows on that, I've done articles on it, and that's quite horrendous, because now we've got a vaccine that's rendering females infertile and a vaccine that's rendering males infertile. So basically, at some point, these countries are going to stop producing children and there won't be any children, and that is more or less Agenda 21. And you've got to wonder why this guy is all involved in this and promoting it, and he's hiding behind these great big organizations like UNICEF, which he's partnership with, and it's these that are pushing the vaccines, the World Health Organization and UNICEF. And I can prove it, I have the paperwork. This is not something I'm saying off the top of my head. I've actually studied this a lot for many years. And this is why I wrote my article recently. Vaccine Impact, a Health Impact News, came to me and asked me, would I do an article on the Bill Gates situation? Because I knew that a bill went into the White House. It was... I can't even think because I'm sorry, it's so late for me, sorry. It was a protest, really, what do you call them? It was something that was sent to the White House anyway, and it was trying to expose Bill Gates and get him arrested. And it was just something that they said, it was a big protest, petition, that's the word, petition, that went into the White House. And within a few days of it going out, it wanted 500,000 signatures. And within days, it had over 1 million signatures. And it was clear that the public wanted him arrested. But I don't suppose he'll ever be arrested. But that was why I wanted to write the article. I said, yes, I'll go.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back with Christina England. You're listening to Vaccine Free America with Sally Olcordy. And today is...
As As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can arrest an idea.
Today is hashtag Expose Bill Gates Day. That's Saturday, June 13th, and people have taken to Twitter, Facebook, and every kind of social media to share things of import regarding his role in vaccine damage worldwide and the deaths of children as well. So I brought a remarkable journalist. Right now, she contributes mostly to the Liberty Beacon, TLB, and the LibertyBeacon.com. And you'll find her archive there. I'm going to share her archives from VacTruth.com and the LibertyBeacon.com at VaccineFreeAmerica.chatango.com. And that is where people who listen to the program share information amongst themselves. So I will get those links and make sure that everybody has that, as well as her latest article, which is very comprehensive, and a smattering of other articles. She has so prolific, especially in regard to the damage this man has created worldwide. Welcome back, Christina. Please continue.
It is hard without speaking to anybody.
Well, I'm right here. I'll be here for the rest of the program. I just had to resolve something.
Thank you. That's nice. I think I'll go to the things that were happening in India, because what people don't realize is that Bill Gates is also involved with the Gardasil vaccination. And in India, most of the children that are vaccinated abroad in the developing countries, such as Africa and India, they don't seem to have to give consent. The parents don't seem to have to give consent. So the children are being vaccinated without consent. This particularly happened to a lot of the children, tribal children in India, that were vaccinated with the Gardasil vaccine. I think that some of them were used the Cervarix as well. However, a lot of the children got ill. None of the children were followed up. There was a big argument about the fact that they weren't followed up, and they were not, parents did not give consent. A lot of the parents were illiterate. They could not read, they could not write. And so consent wasn't given. There was governors and people that were in charge of the children or looking after the children, so-called. They were the ones that were giving consent, but they were just putting crosses and things on it. But these weren't the parents, so they didn't know the children were being vaccinated. Many of these children got very, very sick and ill from the Gardasil vaccination. And five very brave women, I think they were all women, decided to go to the Supreme Courts of India and take these different companies to account. Bill Gates was involved in this. They were trying to, I think it was the UNICEF. I have got an article. It will be on the link that Sally is about to give. I think there was GlaxoSmithKline was involved in it. There were several different drug companies, including Merck. It was MSD, but it was a part of Merck who made the Gardasil vaccine. The Cervarix vaccine was made by, this is a HPV vaccine for anybody that doesn't know what I'm talking about, a HPV vaccine for cervical cancer. The Cervarix is a GlaxoSmithKline vaccine. Also UNICEF, they were suing UNICEF and various other different organisations, but they also were suing the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. There is an article, it is included in my last article that I wrote, for Vaccine Impact, that one. And that was on all the different crimes that he committed. And I wrote a very, very in-depth one, which is it's better to see my writing. I write better than I speak, unfortunately, so doing a radio show. But it just astounds me how much this man gets away with. It did go to the Supreme Courts of India. The case was heard. However, I didn't seem to get the details of what happened after that. There didn't seem to be anything that happened after that. I don't know if it did.
I have heard something that is just conjecture. I have no way of backing it up. But if what this man said is true, what we're looking at now is a clone. How about that?
Wow.
As a result of this trial in India, I mean, I've never seen anything printed about it. No. I have no other sources on this, but as a result of the trial in India, I have heard that he was put to get death by Kent Dunn of Quantum Shift Radio on KCOR. That is what he said.
I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the background. I've been a little bit out of it. I've been doing other things, but I have been still writing, and I'm still writing now. I've just taken a little bit of a breather because it is in very in depth. It is heartbreaking what's going on. And this man's even involved in the pandemic that we're supposed to be going through at the moment. The COVID-19 pandemic. He seems to be involved in anything that's to do with vaccines. Of course, he's very much pushing for a COVID-19 vaccine. Just shortly before the pandemic started, I think it was October, November, there was a meeting which everybody now sort of knows about, which was called Event 201, where they planned what they would do in an event of a pandemic, of a coronavirus type pandemic. And his organization did have representatives at that meeting. The Gates Foundation is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And they did have representatives at that meeting. There are tapes, there are things. So if anybody wants to see all about this meeting and listen to the meeting, which is very long and very in-depth, I think there's about 3 tapes on YouTube. Just put Event 201 in, and that's where you'll find it all. There is a lot to do with what they would do, and then how they would go about by fast-tracking a vaccine for whichever strain of coronavirus it was going to be. And this seems very odd that that should happen very shortly before a pandemic of a coronavirus. So you can see he's got fingers in so many pies, and he's hidden behind organizations that you wouldn't even believe. I mean, he's hidden behind Hallmark cards because it's all to do, the UNICEF is all behind the Hallmark greeting cards. I don't know if people are aware, but there is a greeting card that is sent out by governors when a baby is born to the new parents with all the vaccine schedule in and everything. I have given Sally the link to that. Now, in the article itself, I haven't mentioned Bill Gates, but of course he's in partnership with UNICEF, and UNICEF is in partnership with Hallmark cards. So if you look at the links and look behind the links, you'll find that there's always Gates somewhere behind the links. So
let's not forget Gavi.
Gavi's a big one. He's very involved. He's got a partnership with Gavi.
Right. I have to tell you, there was something called Red Nose Day that they do annually. Oh, it's supposed to be very festive, very fun. And I was trying to do an interview with the director of several of my favorite films for fun. I wanted to have fun. I've been interviewing, as you know, the parents of vaccine-injured or deceased children for years, and I really just wanted to do something for myself. So I thought, I'm going to find this director. I'm going to interview him. I can't wait. This is going to be a gas. Well, it turns out he was directing Red Nose Day, which is a series of big stars, Hollywood stars, and musicians and what have you, who all get together and raise money on Red Nose Day. So I looked up the organizations they were raising funds for, and lo and behold, isn't it there? Gavi. And I thought, you have hijacked fun to vaccinate people. I mean, you've up until now, you've been, you know, Saint Bill bringing health all over the world. But now you've hijacked fun, too. So now everybody's running around buying their red noses at Walgreens and supporting Gavi as they march around the world vaccinating children. They have no idea, just like with those UNICEF boxes. When a kid on Halloween shows me a UNICEF box, I say, I'll give you a dollar, but I won't give one dime to UNICEF, who injures children worldwide, you know?
Well, there's in my book, Vaccine Policy, Vaccination Policy in the UK Government, The Untold Truth. In that book, I've written a large part about a section about UNICEF and exactly how they're all involved with the vaccines and who exactly is paying them and who their partnerships are and everything. So that's quite interesting to read that. They're gaining a lot of money for the vaccines. And of course, now Gates' partnership with them. So every vaccine that you're seeing that's going over to the developing countries in particular, and well, most vaccines anyway, but over to the developing countries in particular, you'll find that somewhere behind it is Gates, whether it's the blue and pink armbands that they're putting on children to remind parents about the vaccine schedules and all these sorts of things. He's behind all of it. And you know, he's a mass murderer, really. I mean, you can't get away from that. He's, you know, his father was a eugenist, and he's a mass murderer. And I've got proof to say there's so many children that have been injured and have been killed by vaccines that this man's behind. That, you know, yes, he should be arrested. But he doesn't ever seem to be arrested. Nothing seems to happen. And the only thing
he got a pie in the face. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, he may get a little, sort of a little thumb telling off from somebody, but he never seems to be accountable. And it's just money. He's behind all the newspapers. He's behind all the media. And everywhere you go, I mean, even the Times are actually funded by Gates. I've seen it on there when I was doing the GRU article.
New York Times,
no, the British one, the UK one. And I was doing the GRU articles, the Africa ones with the MenAfric vaccine, where the children were paralyzed, and the Times were doing an article on this vaccine. And my work was given to the Times. I didn't give it to them, but somebody did give it to them. I know who it was. It was a human rights company organization, and they gave my work to them, and they said, "Oh, it's all lies, all wrong. She's got all her facts wrong." I didn't. I had actual proof. I had actual documents that were actual records, the children's medical records and everything. They couldn't be doubted that I had the truth. But they weren't having it. And in the corner, when they'd written their article, which was absolutely saying how fantastic this vaccine was and the good it was going to do and everything else, there's a little sign at the top, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So you knew that that particular article was funded by him. However, my articles and everybody was asking, you know, where I got the information from. And I kept stum. I didn't say a word. I will never mention the man's name ever. And I was, it was all the things that I was bringing up. And in the end, the Prime Minister got the sack, which wasn't my intention. I mean, it wasn't my fault he got the sack, but he did because it had leaked out. Somebody had leaked it out. That's what happened. The health minister got the sack as well. And I seem to have done so much damage with these articles to all these people. And I didn't mean to, but...
Was this the one on MenAfric? MenAfric? Vaccine?
Yes, where the children were locked into the school. And
Did he have... Oh, that one. Oh, my God. That was hair-raising.
Yes, well, those children are still having fits. They're still in horrendous state, and they've been taken back to their village. Each of their parents got £1,000, which would be absolutely no good at all to somebody in a little mud hut in Africa. But they all got £1,000 and told to keep quiet about it. And the children are still very, very sick and nothing's being done by the children. They've got no doctors there anyway. They have to wait a week to see a doctor because the doctor's one of the travelling that travels around all the little villages. So when you see that kind of horrendous damage done to children, all in the name of science, you know, and Bill Gates behind it, and we know he's behind it. They were quite clear that he was behind it, the people that got hold of me in the first place. It breaks your heart. You know, you see all these you saw them having fits on telly. And this program that I got, it was T-Chad, the TV program. But if you look at my articles on Back Truth and look up Guru and Christine or England, you'll find all the articles. You'll find these clips and things in the film, which is on the last article I wrote that you were going to put up.
Yes, I'm actually trying to get that. If you could put that, I can't switch over from.
Did you want the link to the film? It's a 6-minute film, and it literally shows exactly who's connected with who and how, and what they did to these children. And it's got the Prime Minister with the child fitting in his arms. The children, they needed five to keep these children, five adults to hold a child down that was fitting. And these children were very young, and they were taken by private plane to a World Health Organization hospital in, I think it was Tunisia or somewhere. I've got all the details. It's all on the articles. And they were taken there. The Najima Airport was shut down for the day, and a plane was taken, chartered to do this. They had no visas or anything. No visas were given, nothing. The parents weren't allowed. I think a couple of parents went, but there was a nurse. And what they didn't realise was the nurse, I was being fed information via this man through the nurse that was on the plane. So I was finding out exactly where they were going, what was happening to them, and everything. And I've got all the paperwork from the paper. Well, I did have, because I've given all the originals now to other people to keep them safe. I mean, it was true. It was horrendous at the time. But of course, nobody would take any notice. And then people that did get hold of it, five organisations asked me if I would help them to do a film on the situation. And these were big organisations. One was connected with Channel 4. And they wanted me to do it. When they found out that Gates was all involved, they just went, oh, no, we won't do it. No, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm sorry to have contacted you. We didn't. Because they found out that Gates was behind it all.
Well, that's power.
That is power. When four organisations were going to actually do a film with me, explaining it all, showing the documents and everything else, and then they all backed out because Gates was involved. It should have been shouted from the rooftops, but it wasn't. Fortunately, a lot of people took it up. And I had it, InfoWorld, Wars, Natural News, they all took the story up. And they all were very, very good at shouting from the rooftops for me.
Excellent. Great. But, you know, they have tremendous circulation.
Yeah, Alex Jones and all of them. They did a fantastic job on it. Because I knew I was telling the truth, that the information that I had and the paperwork which I showed on my articles cannot be doubted. But according to everybody, I was crazy, I was mad, I was lying, I wanted to die. You know, it came out, all the things that happened, but it was all because of Gates was behind it all.
Did he have a trial run with disastrous consequences regarding the Gardasil vaccine, Christina?
He did in India, yes. There was all that involved in India, but I have just spoken about that a little while ago.
You talked about Gardasil? I see.
I did, Gardasil, yes, because that was the India, where the five ladies took them to Supreme Courts of India.
The vast paralysis. Now, I just want to tell everybody that you may have seen some big campaign about the eradication of polio in India. It's because they renamed it acute flaccid paralysis, yeah, or non-polio paralysis. It's all the same. So they just renamed it.
I have an article on that, and I did give it to you, Sally, so it will be out there.
Yeah, right. But I'm just saying to the audience, you've seen the celebration that polio was eradicated. Couldn't be a bigger lie. They went from 12 cases to 47,500 cases after the polio vaccination campaign.
Vaccine-induced polio in the end. That's what it was being called. And the CDC have called it vaccine-induced polio. And I've written that in an article and I've proved it. I've shown the links. A lot of my links die, but I have other links if people want the links to the information, because it's always there. It's always hidden. Even though the links are taken down, there's always another link somewhere else that will have it on.
I had an interview with Susan Posel of Occupy Corporatism that I believe you followed up with an article on in regard to 10,000 children in Pakistan.
No, I didn't. I was the one that actually had announced that, and I found that she that when you gave me that, I knew I'd done one, and I actually put it up on something else, one of the articles I gave you. I did it in about 2015, I think. I said that had happened.
Good, great.
So, well, so I knew that she, I knew what she was saying was absolutely true.
Wow. She was reporting on it 7 years after the fact, and then I was interviewing her, after that, but it took 7 years for those statistics to come to pass. And I said to her, how did you know? How do you know that he is responsible for 10,000? And the reason I wanted to know is because I had heard that after all this polio paralysis in India, that it was the Pakistani parents who were shooting the UNICEF workers. Yes. And I thought, why are they shooting them in Pakistan if the paralysis is in India? And then she says, and how she knew was by there were 10,000 more children that died that year, and the locations of their death was exactly in the locations of his vaccination campaigns.
There was and I think I included it in one of my articles that I gave you. I hope I did anyway. There was, what was I going to say? Because I'm quite tired now. It's getting late.
I know.
It's gone out of my head. Sorry. I'm sorry. I just have to forget that one. it was a link to something I was going to give. What was your last comment? Oh, it little clicked in.
It was basically first of all, the delay in the reporting of the deaths of children. By the time it comes out, it's so passé, it's hard to get people to care.
Yes, but this is what I was saying a little while ago. I was saying that how dreadful that death of that that guy that the policeman killed in America, and how what the impact of that death has had, and how many protests have been up. And I absolutely agree with the protests. I think they're right to protest about what's going on, especially the police killing a black individual. I think it was too horrendous. But there's no protest for the children that are dying in India and in Africa after being given
and in America. America from vaccination.
Yes, that's right. And where are all the protests for this? I mean, this is
and
huge.
Also with the vaccines.
Yes,
what happened? What about all the, in terms of the COVID vaccine? All of a sudden people care about a dangerous vaccine when every vaccine is dangerous that we've been giving our children and infants 33 doses. It's the kids who are wondering, boy, you guys should have cared about us, Why didn't you care about us?
I mean, when you think about how many children, how many people have been killed by these vaccines, all promoted by Bill Gates, and they're saying that, measles has been eradicated in America. That was rubbish, absolute rubbish. It never was. And I proved that in one of my articles, and it's exactly the same with all these things that they're saying that have been eradicated, especially polio. Because all it's done is the vaccines be giving the children another form of polio. And they're just saying, polio's been eradicated. He's lying. It's not been eradicated. And this is right. This guy gets away with lying. He gets away with killing. And nobody seems to bring him, you know, he's not accountable. It doesn't matter. He's got loads of money. You know, we want him. No, we don't.
Well, I was listening to a man who's been an activist on many different issues, but he just found out about vaccines. And he said, I'm sticking on this issue, but I can't believe with all the facts we have, with everything we know, we can't get over. Welcome to our world.
It's time we open up our eyes.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally L. Cordy. You're listening to Vaccine Free America. And my honored guest today is journalist Christina England, but she also is an author. She is an author of 3 books. The first one is about shaken baby syndrome, which she co-wrote with another person, and she can tell you about that. We only have like 5 minutes here, so I'm going to be as brief as I can. The second book is called Vaccination Policy and the UK Government. She wrote the first half about Munchausen syndrome by proxy, and then Dr. Lucia Tomiljanovic wrote the second half about a myriad of issues. Both of them got these from a Freedom of Information Act that they had to wait for years to receive. And I believe a court order, if I'm not mistaken. The third book is called Shattered Dreams. And you can tell me the second half of that title.
Shattered Dreams. I can't even remember it now.
The HPV vaccine exposed.
I'm sorry, I'm just really tired.
I know you are. It's very late where you are. I know, and you're a champ for coming on at this late at night. I appreciate it. But nonetheless, I just want to say something else, and that is that you are having a symposium in November, as you had 2 years ago, about the HPV vaccine.
Canceled. Unfortunately, it's been cancelled. It will be following June now. The place where I was going to have it has cancelled all events for this year. So we can't have it on this year. So I'm going to have it in June. So the same people will be coming, but it's just in June of the following year.
Well, okay.
It's one of those things. It's been done to us. We can't do a lot about it. So,
I've had six events cancelled, Christina.
Yeah, there's been a lot of events cancelled.
I had 20 planned for this year. So to have six already canceled is very frustrating. Anyway, and of course, the last thing they want is for us to be speaking plainly about vaccination at this point in history with the COVID-19 vaccine. Thanks to Bill Gates, he doesn't want anyone to go back to work and live a normal life until they've had the COVID vaccine. But Christina, tell us about the three books. Give us an overview, if you would, in these closing minutes.
Okay, the first book I wrote was Shaken Baby Syndrome or Vaccine-Induced Encephalitis, Our Parents Being Falsely Accused. It's got a very long title. I wrote it with Dr. Harold Bertram, who sadly now has died, he's passed away. And it was really, it was basically on a 5-in-1 vaccine. Well, the first section, the first half was Dr. Bertram wrote. That was about shaken baby syndrome and all the science behind shaken baby syndrome and that it doesn't really exist. And the fact that vaccines have had played a lot of an important part in the actual shaken baby syndrome title. My half was, he asked me to write a whole, well, it started off as a paper, but it's ended up as a book.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. Rob, this is for immunized, it's coming up.
Okay, good night, Sally.
Good night, sweetheart, love you.
Thank you, bye. Maybe that whole world will start at you. Through loving kindness, we'll get stronger by the hour. And then we're coming. You best start running. We're coming after you.
Broadcasting Network late night premiere show The Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.